1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Great to check in with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Jamie, and it's great to be here. I got a question for you.
Okay.
You know, you announced some three huge celebrities in town with birthdays. Three.
Yes.
You know, Breen and Rob and Steve. Tell me, is Breen Bentley really eligible to win? There's conflict of interest there. There is. I'm going to go to the integrity commissioner.
It came up Rob Russell.
You bailed yourself. But you know what? On that note, I want to announce last night at 8:30, I was in a local residence home, Rose Marie and Ronald Marcy. They're celebrating on June the 18th. Their 65th wedding anniversary.
Oh my gosh.
So I told them last night that was certainly horn worthy for the Bentley birthday club. It's an anniversary club, but shout out to Rosemary and Ronald Marcy on their 65th.
Oh, that is wonderful. There you go. Thanks for the horn. Now, it's interesting, Martin, just before we came on, my gosh, there's so many things happening this weekend. We've got Stratford Live Music and Food. We've got a very special kickoff with Stratford Summer Music.
Their 25th anniversary.
Yeah. At Starlight. And also, gosh, we've got, just so much happening.
Yeah, OPC is on, Ontario Pork Congress. They're into their 50-something anniversary in town celebrating agriculture, the pork sector.
Today and tomorrow. Yes. Including the hog jog, too.
Yes. And so, the hog jog, the wiener run is certainly my favorite of all those events. So much going on in this vibrant community, for sure.
Including the search for a CAO.
Yeah, and I want to give a little update. We have spoken about this, the search for the permanent chief administrative officer. For some reason I got stuck on advisory, but she would do a lot of, Joan Thompson did a lot of advising in her day as well. So that continues. As I mentioned before, we've had 75 applications from across Canada, from BC to Newfoundland. We've completed our first round of interviews. We're into our second round. We are on track to make a recommendation to council for July. So that's been our goal. I am so confident that we're going to be able to recommend an excellent candidate for this permanent role in July to council. And I wanted to give people, I've had a lot of questions about that, and I wanted to give people a little update on that item. So it's going to be difficult to replace Ms. Thompson. We do have an excellent interim CAO in place with Adam Bedridge, but our work continues there.
Okay, and work continues. We have a Grand Trunk update, is that right?
Yeah, maybe a pivotal point for the Grand Trunk Advisory Committee. I'll start with once again thanking both the Ad Hoc Advisory Committee of the Grand Trunk Railroad Redevelopment. Frequently we say GTR and people go, what's that? Grand Trunk Redevelopment or Grand Trunk Railway. Certainly thanking the Ad Hoc Advisory Committee and the working groups for their work on and commitment to this historical redevelopment. At Monday's advisory committee meeting, we did pass a motion, and this is an important step for the redevelopment of this site. It'll give some good direction. It'll make, first and foremost, a recommendation to council, and then good direction moving forward as to what goes out to potential developers, private enterprise on that site. So basically, what the recommendation will say is that the advisory committee recommends the redevelopment or the build new of a YMCA on its existing site and or it moving into the parcel we've referred to as 2B, just to the west of that, with a new build. And so that's the first piece of this recommendation. Once again, the YMCA is the one that's going to determine that, but that's a recommendation coming from the advisory committee. And also the idea that let's try to retain for now as much that's feasibly possible, financially feasibly and structurally feasibly possible of that locomotive site. So a big recommendation that's going to go to council on the July the 14th. And once again, as I said, it will move us forward into the you know, getting it out into the market, because we know it's going to be a public-private enterprise. It's going to involve many stakeholders, including the municipality and private enterprise.
Okay, thank you for that. Trade tariff talks. I don't ever know if we can get like a current update on
No, it switches by the hour. But, you know, these conversations continue at all levels of government. I know myself, I just received lately a letter back from Minister Bethan Thalby with regards to a letter I sent him about concerns of our municipality. I will say that, you know, with regards to the unemployment rate in our area, you know, we haven't been touched by the trade tariff anxiety or the trade tariffs that are in place. We haven't been really impacted. We still continue to have an unemployment rate that sits around 3.9%. The provincial average is 7.9%, and that's probably the result of some areas being impacted directly from the trade tariffs. So currently Premier Ford and other premiers are in Boston, and you know they're talking once again and indicating to those senators and those governors the impact of trade tariffs on both sides of the border, whether it's in Ontario, whether it's in Alberta, whether it's in Connecticut or Maine, or you know, so that continues. We know the work that goes on is going on between the administration in the United States of America right now and our federal government. With regards to Prime Minister Carney and his work, they're looking at trying to nail down a broad range trade tariff policy over the next 30 days. That's a little ambitious, but it's mostly around or a lot around CUSMA, which is the auto pact, and that would impact us directly. Right now, there's a reprieve on that, and so lots of work going on. The premiers are also working with the federal government with that inter-trade barrier, you know, with regards to free trade and labor force movement. That bill C-5 is causing a little bit of angst, the concerns around it being pushed through too quickly, but lots going on. And like you said, it's almost hour by hour.
All right. Well, thanks for that. And housing, certainly back in on our agenda, if you will.
Still want to bring this forward. I brought it up last week that we were looking at, council was looking at partner with a local developer to create more affordable housing. That is a piece that remains. And just an update on that, on June 9th in the council meeting, we did pass two separate motions with regards to land on Coriano Street and East Gore Street that is city-owned land. So we passed a motion for us to explore those lands being declared surplus and then going into a partnership with, in this case, Pohl Quality Homes, who's no stranger to creating affordable homes in our community. It would look at if we can negotiate a positive partnership, 9 units on Coriano, 18 on East Gore, and 8 of those will be affordable. I also want to mention there's been a significant amount of talk about housing and homelessness, supportive housing in our community, and I want to talk briefly about that. We have a project that's on the go, which will see the demolition of a city-owned property on Erie Street, where we will build 12 new living accommodations. We know that everybody cannot live on their own without some supports. So those 12 units would see permanent supports around them as well so that they can navigate daily living within their own units. And I also want to mention, you know, talking about homelessness, during the winter months, and it was quiet because the province didn't allow us to to release the information. We received $300,000, which we have invested into shelters. We readapted 6 spaces in existing buildings to get individuals in out of the cold. And a big shout out to social services, Jeff Wilson and the group for doing that. It's a small step towards, you know, us addressing homelessness in St. Stratford. It's a big topic, but I know it's a cross department issue with all sectors in our city. I know it's top of mind every day with regards to our city staff. We have 148 families, individuals that are homeless. That doesn't mean they're on the street, but their living accommodations are precarious. So a shout out to the provincial government for that money and us investing it into, semi-permanent shelter.
Okay, thank you for that. City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma, we're in conversation. You likely have seen this on their Facebook page with the City of Stratford talking about the asset management survey.
Yes, and it's important. Thank you for bringing that up. It is currently on Engage Stratford. Manager Johnny Bowes, who oversees our asset management plan, has, with the support of Mike Bites, posted a asset management survey. I have shared this before, that the province mandates that all 444 municipalities across our province must have an asset management plan, a 10-year asset management plan. So currently we are looking to the public to develop our next iteration of that 10-year asset management plan. So go online, go to Engage Stratford, and it's about us looking at the services that we provide in the City of Stratford, the infrastructure that we provide and we upgrade and add to, and the trade-off with the cost on our budget. So I encourage people to get involved, have your input, because you might say, you know what, I will take less services if my tax levy is lower, or I value that service so much I need my tax levy to stay at that rate in order to cover that. I'll also mention the fact there's a great video that explains asset management. It is a simplified but very realistic version of what asset management is all about. So a big shout out once again to Mr. Bowes and his great work. You think asset management, but those are things we have and we have to, maintain every day.
Fair enough. And we have a fire services update as well.
Shout out once again to the amazing men and women that serve us during our times of emergency. I'm really proud of the investment that our council has made over the last several years with regards to fire protection equipment. In order for our men and women to do the work that they do, they need to have the tools. And also I'll mention that we are seeing higher density. We are seeing with our living, our housing, and we are seeing more growth upward, which affords the higher density. And to that, we have to have the tools for that. Recently, we took possession of a new ladder truck, 107-foot extension truck, and the firefighters were literally training it on it yesterday. That truck should go into service early July. Another new item to our fire department is our new deputy fire chief, Andy Anderson. No relation to the chief, Neil Anderson. We have had the blessing of Andy Anderson come into the deputy fire chief role from St. Mary's, Ontario. I also want to mention that council made the strategic move, and it was a cost-saving move of moving the emergency fire dispatch to Kitchener, the Kitchener-Waterloo dispatch. It has been outstanding. We have seen no drop in service, it's once again, if we can partner with another municipality and then reuse those dollars for other purposes in our city, we will do that. A final reminder on the fire: with this dry weather that we're currently seeing, we desperately need rain for many reasons, agricultural included. But just a reminder to be safe with you know, when you use your fireworks, and that's on July 1st, and, you know, when you use open air, campfires, it is so important. So some great work going on with our fire services. So proud of that work and so proud of the investment into emergency services that's there for everybody in our community.
We'll wrap up our conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma later this hour. 107.1 CJCS FM.